Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Zechariah Perek Dalet, Chapter 4. In Zechariah Chapter 3, Perek Gimel, that we studied together last class, the Navi sees a vision where Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol is defended by Hashem against the Satan who wants to prosecute him, thereby stopping the building of the second Beit HaMikdash and assuring that Yehoshua will not be able to serve Hashem in the temple. The Navi is emphatic that the enemies of Yehuda will not succeed. Yehoshua is an Udmut Salmei Esh, a firebrand saved from the fire, and hence has innumerable merits in God's eyes. His stature looms large, as does that of Zerubbabel, who is called Avdi Tzemach, my servant Tzemach, the flourishing one. By the conclusion of the chapter, the Jewish people should feel a much enhanced confidence in their two leaders who will lead them on their mission to rebuild the second temple. Perek Dalet, chapter 4, begins with one of the most famous Mar'ot of Zechariah. This vision, as we will see, has definite echoes to the Hanukkah story and is appropriately read along with the end of Zechariah chapter 2 and all of chapter 3 on Shabbos Hanukkah. Let us read together Psukim Aleph through Zion, verses 1 through 7. Vayashav ha-malach ha-doverbi, and the malach ha-doverbi, the aid, returns, as he was absent in Perek Gimel. Vayireni ke'ish asher ye'or mishnato. And in his vision, Zechariah sees himself being woken up by the Malach HaDoverbi. Vayomer Eli, and he says to me, Ma taro'eh, what do you see, Zechariah? Va'omar, and I said, Vera'iti v'hinei menorat zahav kula. And I see a menorah that is entirely gold. V'gula arosha. And there is a bowl or a receptacle on top of the menorah. V'shiv'a neroteha alav, and the menorah has seven lamps. V'shiv'a mutzakot la nerot asher al rosha, and there are seven pipelines leading from the receptacle to each one of the seven lamps, 49 altogether. Ushnayim zeitim aleha, and there are two olive branches on top of the menorah. Echad miyamin hagula, one to the right of the receptacle. Ve'echad al smola, and one to the left. Va'an va'omar el ha-malach ha-doverbi le'mor, and I said to the malach ha-doverbi, Ma'ela doni, what are these? What's going on? Va'yan ha-malach ha-doverbi, and he answered me, Vayomer Eli, and he said, Halo yadata mahema ele? Don't you get it? Vayan vayomer Eli lemor, and he answered and he said, Zed dvar Hashem el Zerubbabel lemor. These are the words of Hashem to Zerubbabel, saying, Lo v'chayo v'lo b'koach, ki im baruchi amar Hashem svakot. It is not through power, it is not through strength, but is through my spirit, so says Hashem. Miata har gadol lifnei Zerubbabel lemishor. Whoever is like a high mountain before Zerubbabel will be made into a plain. Vahotzi et evan harosha. Bring out the cornerstone, or the highest stone. Chuot chen chen la, and everybody will cheer. Obviously, we have some work to do to understand what exactly Zechariah saw in his vision and what the message was for him and the nation. What does the menorah represent? Why is the picture of the vision set up in this particular way? What does any of this have to do with the pasuk, lo v'chayel v'lo b'koach? It is not strength, it is not power. And what does it have to do with the words in pasuk Zion about hills and plains? The Mefarshim explained that Zechariah did not simply see an inactive menorah, albeit with unusual parts. Rather, Zechariah was witnessing an ongoing process that began with the crushing and processing of the olives. the resulting oil being gathered in the gula, the receptacle, and then the oil being dispensed via the 49 small pipelines to the seven lamps and the flames being ignited. Zechariah's reaction to seeing this was, "My Adoni, what's the point?" Zechariah was missing a crucial point, that being that menorah was lit and the whole process took place without any intervention by a single human being. Zedvar Hashem, lo v'chayel v'lo b'koach, it is not through human power or human strength, ki'im baruchi, it is only through my spirit, amar Hashem Tzvakot. Hashem alone is orchestrating the situation you, Zerubbabel, and the nation are in now. Military power and large armies and enemies will not dictate the outcome of my spirit, Hashem, says Hashem. My spirit will influence Daryavesh to allow you to rebuild the temple. He will aid you with wheat, wine, oil, and trees, Rashi says, to complete the job. The Tzarei Yehuda, the enemies who tried to put a stop to the building when you came up during Shivat Zion, will not succeed against you. As it says in Pasuk Zion, whoever stands in front of Zechariah like a mountain in an attempt to stop him will be made into a mishor, a flat plain. Zerubbabel will place the final, highest rock, the Evan HaRosha, upon the completed structure of the second temple. All those present will shout out in joy, Shu'ot, Chen Chen La. The connection to Hanukkah now seems obvious. The vision of a menorah, the emphasis on oil, shemen, spiritual purity, the light dispelling the darkness of the Greek philosophy, and by far the most important, Lo v'chayel v'lo b'koach ki'im baruchi amar Hashem Tzvakot. Jewish victory is determined by the spirit of Hashem and not the physical prowess. The mighty Greeks fell to the weak Jews. Rabim biyad ma'atim, gibarim biyad chalashim. Many fell to the few. The very strong fell to the weaker. Hashem's blessings rain down upon those he sees fit. Try to picture in your mind the seven-branched menorah, a receptacle on the top with two olive branches with olives, one to the right and one to the left. The 49 pipelines going down into the seven lamps. The process of making and delivering the oil properly without any man's help. The Malbim beautifully describes what is hinted at in this vision, beyond its connection to the period of Bayis Sheni, the Second Temple. Remember, Nevuah Shehutzrecha L'Doros, written prophecy, is meant for all generations. The Malbim says, V'hine ha-menorah romezet al or Hashem, ha-me'ir la'olam kulo b'chvodo. The menorah hints at the light of God that shines down and lights up the world with his honor. Uve'et she'yizrach kvod Hashem, and when the honor of Hashem shines, v'holchu kulam la'oro, everyone will go towards his light. Ra'ah gula al rosha, and this receptacle on the top of the menorah, hu hamayan ha'elyon, this is the heavenly spring, shemisham yarik birchat Hashem, that from there Hashem empties out all of the bracha, v'shef'o el shiv'at ha'nerot, and all of his abundance to the seven lamps. Sheshiv'at ha'nerot asher b'menorah, because the seven lamps of the menorah, heim shiv'at ha'midot ha'elyonot, they are the seven divine attributes, asher b'atzilut ha'elokut, that are the God, part of godly nobility, Shebahem Yanhig et Olam, that through these seven attributes, he runs the world. From there, the Ruach of Hashem showers down the abundance of bracha and blessing to the world. Of course, man has to do his ishtadlus. He has to do whatever he can to implement God's desires. But Hashem determines the outcome. In the case here in Zechariah, Hashem wants Bnei Yisrael and Zerubbabel, the political leader, to know that the Goyim will not succeed in stopping the building. Pasuk Tet, verse 9. Yedei Zerubbabel yistu habayit. Zerubbabel's hands helped in the setting the original foundation years ago. And Yadav Tvatzana, his hands will complete the job soon. There will be much joy as they see Zerubbabel hold the Eben HaBadil, the engineer's tool that assures that the walls are built uniformly and straight. At the end of the chapter, Zechariah then asked the Malach HaDover Bi, his prophetic aid. Verse 11, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Mashne hazetim ha'ela al yamin ha'menorah va'al smola. What do these two olive branches represent, one to the right and one to the left of the menorah? Pasuk 14, Yodalit vayomer, and Malach HaDover Bi answers him, Ele shnei b'nei ha'yitzhar. These are the two sons of oil, meaning these are the two anointed men. Ha'omdim al adon kol ha'aretz, who stand to serve the master of the land. These two, B'nai Yitzhar, are none other than our Yehoshua Kohen Gadol and Zerubbabel. Yehoshua represents Kahuna, the priesthood, and Zerubbabel represents Malchus, the royalty. Had they been independent, Zerubbabel would have been king. Both the king and the priest are usually anointed by oil. Both the spiritual leader and the political leader are destined now to serve Hashem's will in Eretz Yisrael as the Beit HaMikdash is completed. They are Hashem's choice to be the source of oil for the running of the menorah of Hashem. One last thought. The Medrash in Koheles Rabbah Parsha Dalid comments on the word used for the bowl or receptacle that was placed on top of the menorah, the gula. There are two different understandings as to the root of the word. One is that it comes from the word gola, exile. The second, that it comes from the root geula, redemption. According to the first understanding, the gola stands above the menorah to represent that whenever and wherever the Jews go to Golus, Hashem will go to Golus at their head. You may remember when you learned Yirmiyahu that when they left for exile, the Babylonian exile, Hashem chose to go with them, and Yirmiyahu stayed back in Eretz Yisrael. According to the second understanding, the gula stands above the menorah to show that Hashem will lead his nation back to the geula. Goaleinu Hashem Tzvakot Shemo. Hashem is our Redeemer. Whether we are to see Hashem's love for us in that he goes into Golos with us, Imo Anochi Tzara, Hashem is with us in our pain, or that he will lead the charge to bring us back, it is clear that the Ruach Hashem is with us always. It is up to us to do his will, so he will return us to Eretz Yisrael during the Geula. In truth, we are never alone. A nechama for the people of the time of Zechariah, and certainly a nechama for us today. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi.